Talk Live, 855 453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on the on Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Nemi.
Ian is at, what, a Cheshire TV board meeting or something?
Yeah, he's out being a muckety-muck.
Yep, Sam. Active in the community or something.
Yep.
Anyway, we've got, there's been quite a controversy surrounding the ousting of one of the participants of the Free State Project, one of the signers of the Statement of Intent for the Free State Project. And Chris Cantwell is on the line here. We'll bring him on.
With you guys.
Yay,
hello.
Chris.
So did I just go from expelled from the Free State Project to sitting in for Ian Freeman on Free Talk Live?
No, you're third chair. You gotta pay your price. Work your way up the ladder.
All right, I'll work.
You know, it's a fine line on Free Talk Live between guest and caller. I mean, you know, you told me you were going to call in, or I heard you were going to call in. I asked him, look, do you just want to go ahead and start this off? So at this point, because of the sort of placement in the show, it kind of has that guesty feeling. But whatever, you see, you were going to call in anyway, right?
Right on. I mean, as I said to Demi, I mean, she wanted to bring up the stuff, and I said I'd listen and I'd probably chime in at some point. I know it's not the first time it's come up, but I had other things that I was doing when it did, so I didn't get to hear the previous Free Talk Live discussion about me, so I'm interested to participate.
So let's set the stage, shall we? Apparently, the Free State Project is going through a situation with the Bearcat. They have been named as a terrorist group. Domestic terrorist threat by the Concord Police, or if they weren't named that, they did everything but name them that. It was dancing around that statement as much as they possibly could. And you wrote an article, and in that article, the offending statement is something to the effect of, let's face it, sooner or later, we're going to have to shoot cops. Sound right?
Something to that effect. I said government agents, but yes, cops, are generally the ones who drive the Bearcats down your street and kidnap your friends and point guns at them. That's the statement.
Yep. So, you did get actually kicked out of the Free State Project, is that right? Like
They voted on a motion to expel me from the list of participants, and with that, I'm no longer welcome at FSP-sponsored events such as Porkfest or Liberty Forum.
Well, that's what they say. I'm not sure how true that can be, because the FSP...
Did they say that?
They did to him.
I want to parse this just to make sure that...
But I don't believe that the FSP has property rights over the Crown...
Plaza.
Crown Plaza in Nashua or the entirety of Rogers Campground, so... I think that's certainly overstepping.
That's been brought up to me several times. A lot of people brought that up. I know that, like, Porkfest, there's a lot of people who go who don't buy tickets. But, you know, if I'm asked not to be somewhere, then that's pretty much good enough to keep me out of there. I'm not really trying to, other than, have a verbal debate with somebody, I'm not trying to create a problem, go somewhere that I'm not wanted to be. That would be something that I wouldn't, personally do. But I do understand that they don't own these properties. I know people go to Porkfest, they don't buy tickets and stuff like that. And, there's been some drama about checking bracelets when they go to the pavilion or whatnot, but I had mine.
So, and I had mine too. So I guess, first off, they asked you to remove the one offending line from some blog post somewhere. I guess it was at copblock.org, and you refused to remove that line, right?
Yeah, I posted it in several places. I had a blog. It was originally on blogger.com, and then I just created ChristopherCantwell.com, cheap plug, ChristopherCantwell.com, and I put it on copblock.org, and I put it on peacefreedomprosperity.org, and, and it seems to have gotten quite a bit of attention, and, that made people uncomfortable. I'm not necessarily surprised by that, but they asked me to remove the line, and I said that I would not be the libertarian Rachel Maddow and toe the party line for PR purposes.
That amuses me. Now, let me ask you this, though. Did you know when you wrote the article that this kind of kerfuffle was going to occur? Because it seems reasonable at this time with the Bearcat thing going on that you write an article mentioning both the Bearcat in the title and then kind of working off of that the Free State Project might have a problem with it.
Yes, I knew that the Free State Project was going to move against me in some way. I knew that it was going to create a bit of controversy, and I'm not surprised to see if a number of the hit counters, the hits on my counters were from government agents themselves. And I understand that, you know, this sort of thing is going to make people uncomfortable. The thing is, as I said in the article, you know, it's not the Concord police are not getting a bear cat because they fear that Free Staters are violent. They know that Free Staters are not violent. They're getting a bear cat because the Free Staters are disobedient and they want to use violence against the Free Staters, and that's what we saw in Keene. There's not any crime to speak of in Keene, New Hampshire. There's no violent activist faction that I'm aware of in Keene, New Hampshire, and I've spent quite a bit of time there. And of course, the Keene Police Department, despite all public outcry against it, has their bear cat and it sits in their parking lot collecting dust.
Yeah, agreed, but bearcats are sitting in parking lots around the nation collecting dust. I mean, isn't it just as likely that the Keene police wanted their bearcat because the bearcat was free and that they, you know, everybody, every other police department of any size has a bearcat for free from the federal government? Why shouldn't we have one? I mean, isn't it kind of hyperbolic to claim that the bearcat in Keene, New Hampshire, or Concord, New Hampshire, for that matter, are being, you know, gotten to go in order to go after the Free Staters?
Well, I don't think that the Free Staters have been on any other applications for Bearcat grants.
They have not.
You know, in the other applications, you know, I don't know how, you know, some police department in Colorado is going to say that Free Staters are a terrorist threat, you know, over there. They were named as, you know, a terrorist threat in New Hampshire. And, you know, we've seen what happens when the government labels people as terrorist groups. They go out and they kill them, unfortunately. And that's something that's been going on, not, you know, here, all over the place, you know. And if they're saying that you're a terrorist group and there's a war on terrorism and they're buying weapons of war, I mean, it's just a, you know, it's a pretty simple progression, I think, to follow.
Now, you've been in your talking points after being kicked out. You keep telling people that they should not sign up for the Free State Project. They should not, you know, raise their voice in anger against the Free State Project or whatever. Essentially, you claim to like the idea. And I'm just wondering, what appears to be the case to me is that Chris Cantwell has won the PR battle against the Free State Project.
Absolutely,
here.
I would agree.
And I'm wondering, you know, like, is this an adroit move or dumb luck? Because it looks like an adroit move from where I sit, Chris.
Well,
I guess, like, you knew you were getting, you're inserting yourself into a situation. The reasonable result and the expected result was what it was. And, you know, sort of on down the line, there's been a lot of people saying, Chris Cantwell was jilted. And I don't know, was Chris Cantwell jilted or was he, in fact, did he get what he wanted?
Well, I got what I wanted,
okay.
But I'm not done getting what I want, but I'm
can't wait.
But here's what I want, okay? And you guys will remember when I first moved to Keene, I wound myself up in a lot of static over this, and it's basically a philosophical question over the use of force, right?
It's completely a philosophical question.
Right. So I go through some effort to sort of like hammer this point home because I feel like the people who try to shy away from the use of force in the course of the philosophical discussion are doing a detriment to the cause. I think that they are harming us when they say that it's immoral or incorrect or somehow impossible to use force to defend oneself just because your aggressor wears a shiny badge. Now, you know, as Larkin has pointed out, and I'm sure has come up more than once on here, that, you know, if you go and you fight the police, you're probably going to get yourself killed. But the reason that you're going to get yourself killed is because all of these other people don't understand that it's okay to defend yourself against the police. And if people understood that, well, then this would no longer be the case, then, would it?
So you're trying to normalize the conversation of shooting police officers in order to, you know, make the possible future you know, battles against a tyrannical government less bloody? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, ultimately, I think if that was just like the common perception of police officers, that there'd probably be a lot fewer of them, right? Like, I don't think that people would be rushing into that line of work if, like, the public perception of the job was, well, you know, you're going to get shot and you deserve it. Like, I think that that would probably prevent a lot of people from becoming police officers. But, you know, if you live in a world where everybody understands that it's not okay to, you know, steal someone's car on the side of their road or, you know, issue them an extortion threat, then, you know, I don't think that they'd be doing it very frequently.
Well, let's
but
talk
if
about
they
the
did, then they'd get hurt.
Let's talk about the circumstances behind this in just a second. Hold the line, if you will, Chris.
Will do.
855-450-FREE. You can talk to Chris Cantwell if you wish. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Wednesday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Nemi.
And we're actually on the phone here with Chris Cantwell talking about a very contentious blog posts that he put out and some of the resultant fervor. But real quick, I want to tell you about a stock that I recently acquired. It's Force Field Energy at forcefieldenergy.com. Anybody can buy it at FNRG. I thought that it was well placed to go upwards in value because they're right there ready for an emergent market. That's LED lighting on an industrial level. I think we all know we're going to need light. I think we all know that lighting is moving towards LED, and there are only a handful of companies that can help large businesses to get LED lighting installed where they are. FNRG is one of them, and they've got financing that makes it possible for a business to install lighting and begin saving money immediately. Usually you have to pay money out first, and then you start saving money in the back end and amortize it and that kind of thing. Not with this deal. So FNRG, if you see the vision for forcefieldenergy.com that I do, and if you're interested in getting involved in the private placement, you can get a stock that's currently valued, or last I saw, $5.20 a share at $4 a share. That's a big savings, and it's $5.23. It's available to people who have $25,000 to invest and can hold the stock for 6 months. There'll be a warrant at the end of that six-month period, so you can actually purchase another amount for $4 a share if you wish. You can put them in IRAs. You can have convertible notes if that's your preference. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Go there, click on the Contact Us tab, get a hold of them through telephone or email, whatever's preferable for you, and they'll help you out with a private placement. Forcefieldenergy.com. Let's go back to Chris Cantwell on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good to be with you.
Indeed. So, Chris, there's this kerfuffle that we're talking about here with the Free State Project ousting you over a blog post. And in it, you say that at some point or another, government agents are going to have to be shot. And I guess what I want to know from you is, because, I mean, I think today, unadvisable to go around shooting police. When is in this bleak future that you envision, is it going to be, what are we looking at here? Paint me the picture of the dystopian future where one's going to have to shoot law enforcement officers.
Well, the dystopian present is more the problem, right? That we actually live in this society where the NSA monitors all of our communication and is waging wars around the world and is about to go into another country while John McCain plays poker on his iPhone and all of these terrible things are actually happening right now, right? So the dystopian point is now. And what I would like to see is an environment to live in somewhere that everybody understands that it's not okay to steal and to run people off the road and to threaten people with guns while they harm nobody. That's the society that I'm looking forward to. I'm not afraid of this dystopian future. And I think that the way that that happens is everybody understands that when someone goes and commits an act of aggression against another person, that person is now righteous in defending themselves. And if people understood that they were good and righteous in defending themselves when people come around, even if they're wearing shiny badges, well, then I don't think that you'd have so much of this other trouble that we have not only here but around the world.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is traffic stops, those kind of
taxes,
the normal behavior of police officers today, things that people would consider, most people probably would consider to be very legitimate. You and I consider those forms of aggression, but they're really long-standing aggression, right? Like taxes have been around ever since, I don't know. They've been around a long darn time.
Since before the advent of written language, man has been using violence against his fellow man to achieve what he wants.
Indeed. I don't know if taxes took that form at that time, but we can certainly say that taxes have been around for thousands of years. And likely there was somebody with a sword or sharp stick or club or gun on their hip or whatever that was enforcing those taxes. Even if the tax collector came around unarmed, people knew what was coming next. So even though these things are aggressive in that, i.e., you know, demanding money from someone at the threat of force, is an aggressive act, it seems like it's a long-standing thing and that we're really talking about an educational issue as opposed to a, stand-and-fight issue.
It certainly is, and that's all I'm really trying to do at this point. But if you're not educating, if you're educating people that it's wrong for them to do this, but it's wrong for you to use force to stop them, then we're not really educating people. That's not an honest discussion, because the thing that prevents people from doing it ultimately is the threat of force. And I think that if we're having a philosophical or an educational discussion about what's right and wrong, and defensive force is not a part of that discussion, then we're not having an honest discussion.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Okay, so I've asked my questions, and I'm going to point something else out along the way. The civil action has been extraordinarily successful compared to violent action over the last few decades. There was Erica Chenoweth, Civil Action, I believe is the name of the book. It was written by Erica Chenoweth and some other author. I only ever remember Erica's name because we had her on the show. And she showed how in the 20th century, civil action was twice as effective as violent revolution in seeing social change. That actually that it became more effective as government technology increased, because it's harder and harder to fight, ineffective to fight. And so therefore civil action became more effective. And so I see this on one side. And on the other side, what I say to myself is, you know, pretty much every situation of nonviolence has always had this sort of violent thing going along on the side. Gandhi, there was all kinds of violence going around. Around Gandhi, and he was he was offering peace to the British, and sooner or later they took it. Martin Luther King was offering nonviolence. Malcolm X was not so much, or at least for a portion of his life. And so, I can see the value of threats of violence in a revolutionary situation, but don't you think that this makes it difficult for people who have a some kind of sympathy for government agents to see the value in our statements when they say?
You've touched on a few things, and I want to respond to them individually. You mentioned Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. I don't think Martin Luther King would have ever gotten anywhere without Malcolm X. I think that you had basically people like Malcolm X going out and stirring up riots, and then you had people like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King going and being like, hey, you know, calm down, and I'll get these concessions. And, of course, you know, since Martin Luther King was the guy holding back the angry mobs, he was the one that the statists gave concessions to. But, of course, we're not free, right? Like, it didn't succeed. It didn't solve the problem. Like, we're still ruled over by the most powerful government in the world. It's still running around the world, throwing its weight around, and really being a rather terrible menace, the likes of which mankind has never seen. So I would say that everything up until this point has failed. There's really not a whole lot of dispute to that. I hear music.
You just talk into the music a little bit, come to your point.
Okay, so...
Just hold the line.
Too late now.
We'll get to it. If you want to talk to Chris about this, 855-450-FREE, or you can call in about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants
to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 3733. For those of you who do not have little numbers on your telephone, 855-450-FREE. We've got Chris Cantwell on the line here talking about his ouster from the roles of the Free State Project. Very interesting story and what has happened as a result. But I want to tell you about the Mortgage Minute Guy. Mortgage Minute Guy wants to work for you to find the best mortgage for you. A lot of brokers want to work for you to find the best mortgage for them. But the Mortgage Minute Guy knows the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. They will work with you to find a fixed rate loan that's right for you, an adjustable rate loan that's right for you. Whatever it is, they're going to work with you to find the best loan for you. Lots of people are buying houses right now. That means people are selling houses. That means they're looking for new houses. The mortgage market's picking up. And if you're already working with somebody, you want to get a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, the telephone number over there is 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy, 866-288-0088. You don't want to make the most important financial decision of your life, or at least this decade, without getting a second opinion. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let's get back to Chris Cantwell here. So, Chris, you were responding to my statement regarding peaceful activism.
I'm not 100% sure where we left off, but you touched on a number of things, and one of the things was how people respond to the rhetoric. And, you know, there's some very valid criticism to that, you know, there's no questioning that a lot of people respond really negatively to the things that I say. But I would say that there are people who do respond positively to it. So all I really want is for it to be a part of the discussion. There's plenty of Ian Freemans and Stefan Molyneux and people who will talk to you about nonviolence until they are blue in the face, and there are a lot of people who just aren't that interested in discussing it. It doesn't sound realistic to them. And, you know, those people are a market that you want to cater to, I believe. If there are people who say, hey, this is wrong, I want to do something about it, then, you know, tell them exactly what it is that is wrong and, you know, encourage them to do something about it.
The thing you encourage them to do isn't act violently, though, right?
I would encourage them to understand that it's moral and just for them to act violently, but to preserve their lives to fight another day.
Right, and I think that that's what it comes down to, is this is, to some extent, certainly today, an impractical stance.
It depends on the case, honestly. I mean, let's just say, I mean, look, I don't do drugs, but I know people who do, right? So if you're traveling down the road, and you got a kilo of coke in your car, and you got an AK-47, and the police pull you over, and they've got a dog, the truth of the matter is, Mark, I think it makes a lot more sense for you to shoot the cop than it does to, you know, go along with what he wants. But I don't think that it's a very good idea to travel around with the cocaine, either.
It depends on how you feel like about life in prison, but I guess I've seen people that did about 10 years for a kilo, but if they're armed, that's not so great. Anyway, you know, maybe there's a plea bargain in it for you. So as I understand, one of the results of your being taken off of your name taken off of the Free State Project's list is that you're not allowed to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Liberty Forum any longer.
My understanding is that they're two separate actions, because, of course, not everybody who goes to these events is a member of the Free State Project.
Sure.
The whole point of it is to bring people into the Free State Project. So you don't have to be a member to join these things. There are two separate actions, is my understanding.
Okay, so I've seen a Facebook event of a debate between Chris Cantwell and Stefan Molyneux on the practicalities of debate of use of force, that kind of thing. So
the oral and tactical issues surrounding it, and I thought that if the FSP, if their position is that I'm philosophically unsound, if my ideas are really that bad, then I can't think of somebody better to refute them than Stefan. And, you know, I just put this out publicly. I haven't spoken to Stefan. I didn't privately speak to anybody in the FSP. But if their position is that, then I can't think of a better person or a better place to have my ideas shut down in front of an audience than Porkfest and Stefan Molyneux.
So if Stefan Molyneux, shows you the light on this, you'll change your position immediately?
Oh, immediately. And part of the reason I argue with people so much about it is because I want somebody to tell me that I'm wrong and convince me. I mean, I do this with Ian all the time, you know, and I'm absolutely more than happy to, you know, have my ideas changed, because, frankly, saying these things put my life in danger and caused me a great deal of trouble in my interpersonal relationships. So I far prefer to believe something else. I just need someone to change my mind about it. And I've done a lot of listening to Stefan Molyneux, and I really like all of what Stefan Molyneux says about how society should function. I just don't agree with his multi-generational approach to how we get from here to there.
All right. So in this, there have been a lot of people that that have sympathy with your position, that are very upset with the Free State Project. They say, I'd never move to the Free State Project. And of course, if they hadn't signed up, they likely weren't going to move for the Free State Project anyway. But, you know, whatever, the things have been said. What's your response to that?
As I wrote on my blog, ChristopherCantwell.com, I think that that's probably a lamer excuse than blaming the weather. New Hampshire is a great place to live. The board of the FSP is five individuals. They could be different individuals next year. I don't exactly know how that process works. Ian had publicly posted that he thought I should run for the position. I said, no, thanks.
Actually,
but
my understanding, and further researching that, because I too was intrigued by Ian's suggestion, is that used to be members would vote. But as somewhere along the way, that changed, and now board members are picked by existing board members.
Yeah, the board elects the board to make the rules for the board as the board sees fit, is sort of how it works now. And that's, you know, there's different ways to look at that, but the FSP is a voluntary organization, and it has nothing to do with moving to New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a great place to live, and if you want to be a free man or woman, you're going to have a lot less interaction with law enforcement by moving to New Hampshire than you are going to be living where I am now, the failed state project of New York.
Chris Cantwell, thanks for your time here.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You know, I mean, it's a touchy subject, right? This idea of when to use violence, when not to use violence, and what it sounded like I heard Cantwell saying was is that, you know, now's not the time, but that at some point or another, if the government continues to grow, continues to be more and more intrusive, at some point or another, you know, the blood of patriots and tyrants thing happens, right? Mm-hmm. I suppose that when you're talking about some kind of abstract future, that's one thing, but I wonder whether it puts people on guard. You know, what kind of show would Free Talk Live be if we were a show where we got on and advocated, you know, violence to solve problems?
Absolutely. I understand. And I think one of the things that I have been surprised by is the number of folks who do not differentiate, apparently, between initiating force and the use of defensive force. And I personally have been told that I had it pulled up on my page here. And how does militarizing ourselves help anything if we refuse to use that militarization violently? So if I have a tank on my property, if I armor my Prius, that can be taken as an aggressive advocating force. When in my mind it's really no different than having a 16-foot trebuchet on my property, or my motor vehicle in and of itself can cause severe damage and death. And I also carry a firearm. And while I hope I never have to use it defensively, I most certainly will if I need to.
A lot of people consider, like, the idea of Iran getting nuclear weapons to be a overtly threatening thing because they are threatened by Iran, I guess. I mean, there's 40 countries around the world that have nuclear weapons, as I understand it, and the only one that has ever used, you know, any weapon of mass destruction. Well, I mean, like, an atom bomb isn't a nuclear weapon, but the United States used an atom bomb. So, you know, I kind of see both ends of this one. I feel threatened by the idea of, you know, Iran or North Korea having, say, ICBMs. There are ways from that. They might be able to shoot a nuclear weapon, but they can't shoot it very far. And so, I guess I see it to some extent why people might feel threatened about, say, the next door neighbor having some kind of terrible weapon or the other. But, you know, lots of people I know where I live have lots of weapons.
Are you able to have normal conversations with them and not cower in your basement? I think it's a very personal decision, and that I think is what Chris's point is in bringing this to the table, is to talk.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he's signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ahem. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. We've been talking about, well, the situation with Christopher Cantwell being kicked out of the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to the state of New Hampshire in order that once they are there, they exert the fullest practical effort for the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So far, it's been pretty successful. Recently, the city of Concord mentioned the Free State Project as in connection with the term domestic terrorist organization, and there's quite a bit of news. Chris Cantwell had a situation where he, you know, wrote a blog post, and in it said basically, you know, at some point or another, we're going to have to shoot government agents, and hilarity ensued.
Actually, I think it's very important to get the actual quote.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to get to the right tab. I have several tabs open on this topic right now. But one of the things that frustrates me is that people do a lot of, well, he advocated killing government agents. It takes this quote out of what is ultimately a two-page blog post and is very convenient for people who want to seize upon something to wave around and show as in he's advocating violence. And I've read the thing several times. I don't believe he's advocating violence.
Well, he's advocating future violence if a world that he fears might come to pass comes to pass. Does that make sense?
I
advocate picking up their laser guns and blowing off their tentacles.
Because what I see from Chris is that when the hyperbolic situations are presented to him, he says, of course, it would be a tremendous waste of ammunition to kill a mailman. Yes, so no, I don't believe in his heart of hearts that this is a call to arms. I think it's a call to the table to discuss when force is reasonable and when it's not. And again, I am surprised, I guess, I didn't expect, I should say, that there are several people who I guess would be classified as pacifists who do not believe in the use of defensive force or distinguish between the use of defensive force and initiating force against someone else, aggressing against someone else.
Let's go to Phil, calling in from Michigan. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live. Have I pushed the wrong button?
I don't know. Try it again.
No.
Call back, Phil.
Phil going once. Oh, and he's gone. I don't know what happened there, precisely. Not that I'm an expert with all these little buttons and stuff. So, you know, from a philosophical standpoint, what I see is I see value in, you know, yeah, I mean, is what the government does on a day-to-day basis through its agents. Oh, here's Phil's calling back. Let's just go ahead and try him straight away here. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live. It's probably me doing something wrong, and I don't know precisely what. There you go. The government agents using force, you know, on a day-to-day basis, these folks, they don't see it as force. They see it as them doing their job, that they're, you know, being patriotic or at least just putting food on the table or whatever it is that they might be doing. And I don't know if the conversation about being willing to use violence against government agents is forwards the conversation of liberty at all. And that's what my concern is. My concern is that Cantwell says it's not practical to do today. I agree. It's not practical to do today. I don't know if saying, yeah, well, I'm ready to shoot a cop when they step out of line is practical. I just don't know.
I think the question of where your personal line is an important debate to have. And if there is a reasonable use of force, because I think Chris's view of how things could go differs greatly from some peaceful folks. I hesitate to paint with a broad brush and say pacifists.
Mm-hmm.
However,
pacifist is a funny term, and being a Quaker like I am, I've delved into this word, and I don't think anybody is.
Okay, can you speak more to that?
Sure. I think that at least from a religious standpoint, are they pacifists? Because a person who is a pacifist from a religious standpoint says that God will handle this situation in the way that they wish. If God wishes to use me in a greater way by being, you know, harmed by violence, fine and dandy. But if a person was coming at me with an axe and all I had to do was swing close a vault door that would keep them out, I wouldn't call it violence, but it is certainly thwarting God's will if that person was going to cleave my skull with the axe. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, exactly, I mean, is it God's will that I lift this spoon to my mouth full of food? Well, if God wills it, the spoon will rise up and feed me. There's going to be a lot of people starve that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of the opinion that there's, from a religious standpoint, really no such thing as pacifism. And from a philosophical standpoint, the Jainists.
I have no idea what that is.
They're people who are a form of Hindu who attempt to remove even microbes from their milk with cheesecloth and, you know, understand that if you move, you're liable to crush something small and tiny, so they attempt not to move too much. I mean, you're literally in a philosophical position where you can't move.
Right.
And I think that there is no such thing as pacifism.
Right.
In order to live,
you know, right.
I must kill other things.
Yep.
I must use force on the world. And that, so therefore, I'm not even willing to have conversations about pacifism. I'm willing to have conversations about what's a practical use of force. And it seems to me that it's an impractical use of force to use force on the law enforcement agents today, unwise and not going to be viewed well, whether or not they're aggressing against you from a libertarian philosophical standpoint.
Certainly, and amazingly enough, Cantwell was in town 2 weekends ago, was stopped for speeding, got a ticket, got a parking ticket downtown, was open carrying while he was here, as he was completely entitled to do. And amazingly, not one cop, not one person died.
Indeed.
You know, he's going to pay his ticket. I think he understands that.
Yeah,
I don't think
he seems
calling,
to.
I don't think he's calling anyone to violence. And so I'm going to read the specific quote that's got everybody's up in a tizzy here. Actually, I'm going to preface it with a previous paragraph. It says, deep down, free staters know this, and that's why they're free staters. They see this injustice, they want it to stop, and so they are coming together to make a stand against it. The only problem is, now that they have come together, they have absolutely no idea what to do, because their vision of a peaceful evolution to a voluntary society is being shattered on an almost daily basis by government violence. The violence is all too sure to escalate as the government agents of New Hampshire and elsewhere acquire more advanced and sophisticated technology to oppress these peaceful activists and the population in general. Which, Chris is right, this has happened in Concord.
Well, I don't know that that the acquisition of a Bearcat, I mean, there have been, you know, that there certainly have been clashes, you know, minor clashes between the Free State Project and members. I shouldn't say the Free State Project, but people who have signed and moved here and other liberty activists of all stripes and law enforcement agents. But I don't see this Bearcat as a line in the sand. What I see the Bearcat as is just another city and all around the nation that's getting free tanks.
One more step. That's how I see it.
I don't see it. It's a long road.
So do we wait until we get there to have the conversation about the appropriate use of force by government versus individuals versus aggressively versus defensively versus the initiation of force and who's responsible for that?
Maybe. Maybe we do wait till we get there. I don't know. I guess I'm made entirely uncomfortable by the conversation.
Sure, and it's a terribly unpopular thing to say, as he says himself, and it is an uncomfortable conversation to have because we are talking about violence. This is something that a lot of people obviously differ on, and I think that's exactly why we should be talking about it, because I can agree to disagree with people, but I think it's a very valuable conversation to have. Because, I personally believe in the inherent right to self-defense. And so while I will arm myself, that does not make me a violent person. That doesn't make me go out and intimidate people or initiate force against people. But, man, mess with me or mine. Like so, I said last week. Didn't we have this conversation last week?
I don't remember that precisely. But what it makes me think is that maybe this conversation is best had elsewhere. I understand why the Free State Project ran from this. Chris Cantwell expected them to run from
this. Why do you think they ran from it?
I think they ran from it because they just can't be seen as supporting or condoning a member or signer. A signer is different than a member who advocates for violence, and that his statement, while not advocating for violence, could easily be construed as advocating for violence.
I think so, that's still wrong, and I think it was the wrong decision.
I think that it could have been handled better.
Absolutely.
855.
At least consistently. I can talk more about that, too.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can call in with your opinion on this subject or anything else. 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.